Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Happy birthday, America. I had a song queued up to play, but the song did not play. God Bless America, sung by the St. John Children's Choir. Did not play, so I'll play it tomorrow morning. So good morning and happy birthday, America. Making sure I'm still on the air. Okay, I'm going into the chat room. My screen had vanished, but good morning, America. I really was excited and looking forward to God Bless America. No, America the Beautiful playing this morning. I mean, I love all patriotic songs, and especially America the Beautiful. So I would definitely play that song tomorrow morning. I had it queued up to play. I'm in the chat room right now, so you all, the topic today is the cost of living. That was the topic scheduled for last Monday's show, and it seemed like it worked out perfectly that we discussed the cost of living in America on America's birthday. And I'm tuning to CNN right now, and they're like talking to different people regarding different 4th of July stories and so on. So they've been talking to some amazing people this morning. I just wanted to mention that. But before we get started, just like we take a moment of silence. Well, let's take a moment of silence. And that's a moment of silence. You know, if you're alone like me, where my mom is near, give yourself a big hug. If you're with others, hug each other and give yourself a big self hug. Sometimes we need to hug ourselves just to, you know, just appreciate yourselves and love yourself. So let's take a moment of silence. And afterwards, this is for all my friends worldwide, those of you that rocked it at the Prince concert yesterday. I can't wait to see more pictures and videos and so on. But just embrace yourselves and let's give each other a worldwide group hug. Okay? 3, 2, 1. That's great. Because I thought about that early yesterday morning, about, hey, you should do a group hug. Then I was chatting with one of my Facebook friends, and at the end of our, during our chat, he said, you know, hug. And I said, I really needed that hug. And he was like, oh, really? And I was like, most people do need a hug. Hugs are very important. Just a warm embrace is good for everybody. It's healthy for everybody. We are humans. Even our pets and animals love to be hugged. So I had told him, I said, well, earlier before we started chatting, I thought about doing the next broadcast to do a group hug. But I'm sad that my song did not play because I really wanted to play that song, America the Beautiful. But happy birthday, America. And you all know I love to refer to Wikipedia. But after I get through talking about Independence Day and reading the definition from Wikipedia, which you all can read the entirety in, I know all of those of us who are in America know the meaning and love America, know what 4th of July is all about. But there are some people who don't know what 4th of July is about, just like I don't know about certain holidays that are, some holidays right here, because some holidays are newly created. Sometimes we don't know about new holidays, but I like to learn about other holidays also in other parts of the world. So I am sharing this information, and also you can refer to Wikipedia. Sometimes we need to know more, some of us that are born right here. I'm a proud American. I'm a proud American. And I know many of you are also. And some of you that have never been to America, I know you're proud just to love this country. And God bless you and thank you so much. But on Wikipedia, Independence Day is commonly known as 4th of July. It is a federal holiday in the U.S., commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. Declaring the kingdom of independence on July 4th, 1776, declaring the freedom of Kingdom of Great Britain. Independence Day is commonly associated with fireworks, parades, barbecues, carnivals, fairs, picnics, concerts, baseball games, family reunions, political speeches and ceremonies, in addition to various other public and private events celebrating the history of government and traditions of the U.S. Independence Day is the national day of the U.S. See, I'm only sharing the definition and of it, but to really go into depth and to learn more about Independence Day, you know, read books, refer to Wikipedia and read the entire story about Independence Day, and, you know, study the Declaration of Independence and so on. So it's just awesome. Someone had entered the chat room. Come visit me in the chat room because I still need to work on getting my new system that Blog Talk Radio has, this awesome new upgraded studio switchboard system. So I still need to work on upgrading my browser. So, of course, the Blog Talk Radio staff is off today, and then also working on it on my own and getting advice from friends and so on about what to do, and then just doing my own geek work. But, yeah, I have already tweeted and posted a lot of articles and a lot of stories and posted on Tumblr.com. My Tumblr username is CultureShockInc.tumblr.com. I always mention it, but I never tell you all what my username is. KULTURE shock, SHOKENTBETH.tumblr.com. But I've tweeted and I've posted on Facebook and in LinkedIn different articles regarding the most expensive cities, states in the U.S., and which I'm going to refer to these states. Visit CNBC.com. That's where I obtain my information regarding the most expensive states to live in right now, currently in 2011. And I tweeted and Facebooked a story about the coolest cities to reside in right now. I already, you know, one of my favorite cities, I can already tell you off the top of my head, is considered a good city to live in. And really down south, down here is good to live in. And I noticed that southern states were not part of the most expensive states to live in. Cost of living in the deep south is really, you know, is better than in some other states. I already can tell you this because I'm in the deep south. And I know Dallas, Texas is like one of the fastest growing cities. It always has been. And I know Austin and Dallas area are also pretty good when it comes to job creation. But the deep south is really, you know, doing good, but we're talking about different things. But the article, CNBC, and you all look at the article that I tweeted and posted if you have not already read it. And there's a slideshow of the cities countdowning from 10 to 1. And so they break down the cost of living in each state based on the house expenses, movie tickets. Tickets in a lot of states I noticed are $10 and something. Here, tickets are like $6 and $8 here in the deep south in Jackson, Mississippi. Lipitor, doctor visits, gallon of gas. They have each state that's the most expensive to live in, you know, broken down into those categories. But then also, they also stated that those states also were on a list about best cities with, you know, quality of life. So they mentioned that, well, maybe it's true you pay for what you get. I mean, those states, because the state, some of the states that are considered the most expensive to live in, they are, like, on that list of being, like, the most quality of life states, like the best states, you know, with the best quality of life and so on. So that's kind of amazing. But the 10th state counted down the most expensive states to live in 2011. Number 10 is Massachusetts. So those of you out there listening in Massachusetts, you all know what they're talking about. Number 9 is Vermont. Number 8 is Rhode Island. Number 7 is Maryland. 6 is New York. 5 is New Jersey. Number 4 is Connecticut. 3 is California. And I've only been to one of these states, and that's California. And that was ages ago, but I look forward to visiting California in soon. Number 2 is Alaska. And number 1, Hawaii. Wow. It's amazing, though, when you look at the categories broken down into the expenses of homes, movie ticket prices, liquor tour, doctor visits, and gallon of gas. I love to see, like, you know, other things like wages, pay wages and earnings and stuff like that. Because I've tweeted some other stories, too, regarding the cost of living, regarding wage earnings and so on. But this is like another show to get the conversation started. So there would be like other spinoff episodes from this show regarding cost of living in America 2011 topics, like home ownership, pros and cons of renting and owning. I already have talked to a couple of real estate agents who more than likely will come on the show and talk about, you know, share real estate tips regarding the real estate market, and talk about the pros and cons of renting and owning and living in apartment condo or apartment home, condo home, living in a home, first time a home ownership, and topics like that. That's just a just giving you an idea of future shows that will come from just this show that will spin off from this particular program episode about cost of living. Because how can we talk about the cost of living in just one episode? And the show is only like 22 minutes today unless I go overtime. I really wish my song had played. I'm in the chat room. Someone that came into the chat room, I need to say happy, come in and say happy 4th of July to me, at least. I'm saying happy 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, friends. And you all be sure to like my Facebook fan page, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. You can search it if you can't, if when you click on my blogtalkradio.com profile, if you know you don't see anything, if nothing appears, just search Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and Reports is with a Z, and then you will see my page. I posted those of my friends who are in the music industry and promoting their music online, or are interested in promoting more of their music online. I posted some awesome Disc Maskers videos about creating a buzz online. So I posted that on my fan page, Culture Shock Inc. Reports. Okay? Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So you all, you know, holler at me and like my page, and if you have a page, I'll like you back. But happy 4th of July, friends. I'm in the chat room. Come and holler at me. And you can listen to the show still, even though I can't retrieve your phone calls. I hope that prank caller did not jinx my calls. You all remember that morning I had that prank caller? Uh-huh. I don't believe in jinx, but But you can call and listen to the entire show. Just to listen, because I can't retrieve my calls yet, at 1-714-409-0614. And if you have not created your listener username profile so you can chat in the chat room, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and do that so you can message me and network with fellow blogtalkradio.com hosts and producers. But this is amazing. I really want my song to play, America the Beautiful. If I can, I'll try to play it at the end of the show. If not, that'll be the first thing you hear tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's show will be about the Royals and called The Royal Life. So we'll be talking about Prince William and Duchess Catherine. Plus, congratulations to Prince Albert of Monaco and his new bride, Princess Bride Charlene, because we had another royal wedding this past weekend. And I posted and tweeted the wedding in its entirety on Twitter and on my Tumblr page and on my Facebook page. You all can see the silver ceremony that happened on Friday. I have that on my pages. Plus, you can see the Catholic religious ceremony of Prince Albert and his new Princess Bride, his wife, wedding on that will happen on Saturday, because you know they had a civil ceremony that Friday, and then they had the Catholic religious ceremony on that Saturday. So I have all of that posted on my and tweeted on my different social networking pages, but. Time is coming close, almost getting ready to conclude. And you all still remember that I'm having that Make Your Mark 4th of July online party event. You know, I am a Mark girl, a Mark rep, and so myself and fellow Mark reps and mentors and the execs have been having a ball. Different ones have been having different events on their pages. Matter of fact, my mentor, Leah, is having an event this evening at 4:30. But my event started from Saturday and it ends tonight. And it's just, I'm just providing information about Mark products. And you all can shop and you get, you know, free shipping with $30 purchases. And then we do have free gifts with purchases going on. And submit your address. When you visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams, and or email me or inbox me or post on my comment section your email address, because after the event concludes tonight at 10 p.m., I will choose someone on my email list, customer list, to contact to send an array of samples to Mark samples, from fragrance to skincare to lip gloss, just an array of different Mark products that you can sample. No purchase necessary, just as long as I have your email address so I can contact you, so you can provide me with your mailing address so I can know where to send the package of Mark samples too, and also so I can include you on my email list so I can keep you updated with Mark special promotions and events and just Mark news. Okay, so I really thank you for that. So this is someone's in the chat room. Say hello. Yep, they're back. Hello, friend. So I am getting the swing of chatting in the chat room. So this is amazing. Oh, and happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating birthdays. There's been so many birthdays. Wow, my niece Nicole's had a birthday last week on the 22nd. My aunt had a, one of my aunts had a birthday on Friday. I don't know if she wants me to say her name. One of my aunts had a birthday on Friday. My niece Kina, she don't mind me saying her name. My niece Kina's birthday was yesterday, so she's like me. She's celebrating her birthday the whole month. That's what she's been talking about on Facebook. And a cousin-in-law was married to my cousin, having a birthday today, and there's many more birthdays this month. I know Mark Cuban's birthday at the end of this month. DJ Swagger's birthday is the 27th. My late brother's birthday is the 26th. My birthday is next month, God willing. I pray to see my birthday August 11th. So it's an amazing thing, all these birthdays and weddings too, because this is still wedding season. So have a wedding show schedule that I would put on schedule real soon, too. I meant to include it in June's show. But, you know, sure, we talk about, you know, weddings and so on, and bridal and groom things. Hopefully I can get a bridal expert on the line. Hopefully I have my system upgraded where guests and co-hosts can call in. I heard from Reggie Roughneck last night. So shout out to everybody. Loved ones all around the world, and you know, let's just celebrate the holiday and just everything. Just a wonderful day. But the time is coming near, and what's up? What's up? It's America's birthday, and it's time for me to conclude the show. So I love you all much, and if God willing, I will talk with you all tomorrow, and we'll be talking about the royal life. Thank you, and God bless. All 20 G's of you, 20 K's of you, I mean, 20 G's, 20K of you, I've exceeded 20,000 views. So thank you. God bless. And the time has expired, but I will do my best to play America the Beautiful. Thank you.